Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining in. All right, hey everybody, thank you for tuning into my podcast. This episode is kind of special just because I am outside in nature. I have the opportunity to be in nature at the moment and just take in the whole scene and the whole vibe and just kind of chill out, relax, and just have a good conversation. So joining me today on this episode is my good friend Carr. You may know him as Naughty Vegan Thinker. And we will just talk about today, 2020, and how it started and how it is now. It's been an interesting year so far, to say the least. And we are now in April, closely and quickly approaching May, and a lot has happened. The funny thing about it is that New Year's Eve, everybody's like, yeah, 2020, we can't wait, I'm so excited, and then 2020 came, we didn't know what was in store for us, and now we're all like, wow. But Devon is here on this episode, and we're just going to chit-chat a little bit about some things. So yeah, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
No problem. What's your Saturday looking like with this whole social distancing and everybody kind of, you know, keeping their space but still trying to stay connected in some way? How are you dealing with this, and what's your Saturday like because of it?
Well, right now, because I've been preparing for years, it seems as though my days have morphed into one. I was having a conversation with a friend just yesterday. I didn't even realize it was Friday because I'm so tapped in and zoned into what it is that I do on a daily basis, and that's preparing for my purpose,
right,
manifesting that. So I can't be distracted by, you know, what's going on socially, because right, I'm in the process of building my dreams.
Right.
Yeah.
And what are you working on? When you say building your dreams, what are some things that you have been working on and preparing?
Well, one of my main projects right now that I'm working on is there's a skateboard slash print shop in Phillipsburg, and the owner and I, we've been doing some painting and just renovating the space, so when this quarantine is over and customers can come and visit the space, we'll be able to provide you know, skateboards and training lessons, you know, how to ride a skateboard, how to print, showing people how to, you know, if you have a t-shirt business as well, how to go about manifesting that, how to go about manifesting and establishing your company. There's too much work to be done to prepare self. So, like, you know, I've just been busy in that state.
Right. What did you think when 2020 was coming and it was New Year's Day, January 1st? What did you think was going to happen for 2020? I know everybody was starting to be on this new thing, this trend, which is a positive trend of owning their own businesses and entrepreneurship, stocks and investments, all these different things. But then nobody really foresaw that it kind of would become a necessity in a couple of months.
True.
What were your initial plans? I know my initial plans when 2020 came, every year I make New Year's resolutions, as cliche as it is. I do some with my children for a family New Year's resolution, and I kind of do some personal ones on my own. And personal ones for me had to do with, you know, trying to get more in tune with myself, just more involved in business and money matters and financial matters,
Okay.
and exposing my children more to the Black community in terms of action. You know, we always have a lot of talk about Black community and Black empowerment, and you can teach your kids these things, but, and I've been teaching my kids these things, but one of the personal things that I wanted for myself was to take them to certain events so they can see this unity. You know, it's one thing to hear it from me, but it's another thing to
actually live
be
it.
In the, right, to live it and be in that environment. And I was able to take them to an event early in March, which you know, they were able to see that. It was with Justin Blue and Erica Lachey. And I thought that was great for them, even though, you know, they were just kind of like, oh, is this almost over? You know, because they're kids.
Yeah.
But I feel like at least I planted the seed when it comes to Black community and seeing Black people as a group, as a collective, having conversations about Black economics and things of that nature. But anyways, I feel like I'm rambling. 2020.
No, you're not. Thank you for sharing that with me and with your audience, because we all need to receive that knowledge so we know that,
right.
You know, we're not in this thing alone, you know?
Right.
So to answer, going back to answering your question, me, January 1st, like everyone else, you know, I got caught up in the New Year's resolution thing. I personally think we don't even need to do that. It needs to be, you know, a daily commitment to our
right.
purpose, because the New Year's resolution thing, same with like when people saying, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds, you know, for the first 2 or 3 months after the 1st of January, people would go to the gym and then fall off because they're not fully invested in what it is that they want to manifest. So for me, I've always been focused on establishing my purpose through the dreams that I have, the bigger goal. And so it was just my thought process was just to focus on that more harder, focus on that with as much power as possible. What would 2020 look like? At the end, December 31st, what am I doing? And the goal still is to teach, show people the knowledge that I have. It might not be what they might want to hear or even see, because again, everyone have their own preferences. So the knowledge that I have, that I could extend to the people that want it, that's what I'm here for, and my whole entire life is dedicated to that.
Right. Yeah, it's so funny. I was thinking too, you know, part of me always sits and thinks like I should have known something was up with 2020 because we had the leap year. You know, it was too good to be true that the universe gifted us an extra day, that February 29th. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, man, this year February's got 29 days, and, you know, it only happens every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But something was different about this February 29th, mm-hmm. and I could put my finger on it. And then all of a sudden, this stuff started happening with the COVID-19 pandemic, and I was like, oh, this is what it was.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, you know, the powers that be, they've been planning for the success of this pandemic for years, and they also have the money to amplify that fear and market it properly. So whoever is doing their business strategy and unfortunately they're really good at it. However, we need to see their blueprint. You know, the example that they've put out there, and just completely turn all that around, because we have the knowledge. You know, we all have the knowledge. How can you save yourself? You save yourself by doing X, Y, and Z, you know. And right now, I'm not really gonna go over the plan, but we all know that there's things that you can do to boost your immune system, to do
Definitely.
everything that you possibly can to fight this thing off spiritually, mentally, and physically. Because
Right.
when you
We
give
have to
into
all
it, yeah,
connect.
when you give into it, that's when it takes over.
Right, exactly. I've purposely have not been watching the news.
Yeah.
I might check in and read an article here or there, maybe like every other day, every 3 days, to kind of keep up to see what's happening. But I don't consume myself with that anxiety. Because the news is giving off different messages left, right, you know, different messages from different angles. And I think one of the things that people have to use now, especially during this time, is just to less stress, you know.
True.
It is a different way of life now because we are kind of, I don't want to say mandated, it's such a strong word, but we are sort of mandated to be indoors. And not take advantage of the casualties that we're used to. However, it's a way to kind of put life on pause and take a look at the things that really matter.
True.
You know, quality time with your family. If you have the ability to go out and get into a nature space, whether it's the woods, a garden, a lake, or whatever, taking advantage of those things that are overlooked on a daily basis because life is just so busy. With the conveniences that we have. I will say I have found it a bit of a challenge to stay organized. Typically, I'm an organized individual, especially when it comes to my work and everything like that. However, I think because you're mixing both worlds of work and home, it becomes blurred lines of really finding that balance, and that separation of time. So it does require like creating new schedules, doing schoolwork with your kids and doing your work if you're working remotely from home. But then also your creative tasks that you're working on for yourself. If you're deciding to start a new business on your own or you're deciding to get into a creative project that you've been putting off, just really allotting that time for yourself to tap into those places that you need to be, as an individual. Can you talk about how you've been staying organized or how you've been, you know, separating your time? What's your schedule like? Like, how have you been keeping yourself scheduled?
Okay. So just like you, I definitely would put myself in that boat or category as far as being unorganized. But there's organization still within that. What you have to keep in
Right.
mind is because you have so many things on your table, okay, so many things that you're loyal to, you're committed to, that you're working on. Now you have to tap into your spiritual power. So the things that you can't necessarily get to within the 24 hours that are allocated to you,
Right.
you have to be okay with it. And that's something that 2020 has taught me. You know, I used to always put this exceeding amount of pressure on myself. Damn, why can't you just finish exactly what it is that you started on within this day? However, sometimes, you know, a masterpiece, you got to come back to it multiple times to improve upon it, because we all know just about everything can be improved upon. For me, accountability through others, you know, having two or three people that I can call on, you know, that let's say I'm not in a relationship with, because there's complications with that. But like a friend or a mentor that I can check in with maybe twice a month. And before all of that is established, you know, I would outline what it is that I would like to accomplish by the end of the year. And that person would hold me accountable to that. I'd be like, hey Z, I'm going to be calling you on Sunday to check in with you. Did you do X, Y, and Z? Because you told me you were going to do it next week. You know, don't forget, this is in alignment with your purpose. So you got to show up, you know, and when you put that pressure on self by the means of connecting with like-minded individuals within the space of the Black community, then multiple things are happening within that moment. Trust is being established. Knowledge is being exchanged back and forth, because every single new conversation, new information is being exchanged and learned. So that's what works for me.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's easy because you're home, and you're in your comfort. Like, your home should be your peace. You know, your home should be your space for peace and creativity, away from the stresses of the world. But now, when you start inviting your work into your home, or vice versa, just being in your own comfort, it may become a challenge, or some may find it difficult to really tap into their creativity or their extra projects that they are working on, because they're in the comfort of their home. So they're so comfortable that they're distracted with that.
Absolutely.
What I mean? And so then it's hard for them to really separate, like, okay, this space is for my creativity, when you're in your bed. Because now when you're in your bed, you just want to lay down and relax, you know, versus going to the next room where you might have a little space set up for you to really tap into that creativity. Or, you know, so it is a little bit harder. What I've been trying to do is, early in the morning, before the kids get up, I've been just trying to get up before them when it's nice and quiet, and just kind of go outside and take advantage of just the peace and quiet, and listen to the birds, and those kind of things, and just take in some fresh.
That's beautiful.
And usually I go out with my cup of tea, and I just sip it while it's hot, and just take in, you know, just the ambience, the natural ambience of the world at the moment.
Can I make a suggestion? So when you're in that space, I would suggest that if you're not doing it already, take a notebook, and then if you're moved to write, you know, the thoughts that come to you while you're in that space of peace, write it down. And doing that practice, it's going to train all of self to check in. Be like, man, yesterday I had a really nice time writing down the thoughts that came to me naturally from the universe. All right. So then all of a sudden that book is going to be filled, because this stream of peace just comes into you. And from there you can establish the seeds of organization, you know, from that, just because you're already getting up before the kids. There's peace with that, and there's joy that's received when you're in nature and you're sipping on your tea, because I can even picture you smiling while you're doing that. That smile is definitely, it's captivating, and I can see you smiling, sipping that coffee or tea, and doing what you need to do.
Right, definitely. What do you think about the rest of 2020? You know, like, we've talked about the beginning of the year to right now, and we're pretty much at the midpoint. We're pretty much at the six month mark of 2020. And nobody thought that the 6 months would kind of drag the way it's been dragging, but at the same time go as fast as it's been going.
Absolutely. Kind of sense. Absolutely.
It definitely feels like a Twilight Zone kind of feeling. When you look back at it, and, you know, we talked about scheduling and just keeping organized and for your environment so that you can create or tap in or tap out of whatever the issue is or whatever the project at hand is. What do you think is a good approach for the rest of 2020? I mean, the whole world is kind of in this mode of, I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what to look forward to. What do you think is a good approach for the rest of 2020?
Well, I think 2020 is a, it's the perfect movie, I want to say. If you want to look at it from the standpoint of, let's say, you're able to go to the movie. Let's say 2020 is this new movie that came out, and you're in the audience. Right. You're sitting there. You're like, damn, there's a whole bunch of bodies everywhere. You know, there's people beside me laughing because, you know, their mind isn't right because they why would you take, you know, death as something to be funny or whatnot. So the everyone's perspective is different. So pertaining to how to end 2020 or the other half of 2020, you have to go into self and plant that seed of what is it, despite what happened the past four months, what is it that I'm willing to do right now within this moment and within this moment, space and time moving forward to change, right. You know, the outlook for what's to come for me, because we have no control over what the person sitting to the left or right of us are doing, thinking. Right. We have no control over, right. You know, the thoughts of others either. The only thing we have control over is, you know, who you are and how you're going to show up to 2020. How are you going to end 2020? And with a proper plan in place, you know, the Most High is here. And my thought process pertaining to that is, you know, everything is happening exactly how it needs to. And 2020 is going to turn around for those that's been preparing for their purpose to manifest.
I agree with that. Definitely, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I was going to say my opinion is for the rest of 2020, you know, it's unpredictable, but at the same time, it's the unknown. But I think walking in the unknown is what makes an individual stronger and wiser.
Not fear.
And not fear. And it definitely puts you in a mind frame of you don't know what's coming. Regardless, you have to be prepared.
Absolutely.
On the front. Whether it's your first time navigating something like this or not, you know, you just have to be prepared. And so it's an amount of strength that I think comes with it, and wisdom that will also come with this and come out of it. I think when a lot of people come out of this, you know, I'm going to say, in March of 2021, we're all going to be sitting at somebody's picnic in the park or somebody's house playing cards or whatever the case is, and look back and be like, remember in 2020? We was locked inside, and, you know, and like we're all going to be laughing at it. And I think that's the common unity that will come from this, is that regardless of where you come from, where you're going, your situation, you can all unite on that front that we kind of quote unquote survived this. I hate to say survive.
I get the premises.
Yeah, but quote unquote, we survived it. We made it. You know, so I feel like I think on that front, next year, March 2021, mark my words, we're all just going to be sitting around laughing, like, remember that time? Or, you know, just the new way of life of with the growth of technology and how technology is playing a huge factor. You know, people having birthday parties on Zoom, and school, the whole educational system has reverted to using the internet and online and Wi-Fi and technology just to continue an education of some sort.
Yeah. Because
So it's like a new
honestly, yeah,
normal.
when you
But I
even
do.
think about that, before it wasn't being utilized properly, right? So because of this pandemic, everyone has been forced to show what they're technically good at, what their skills are. Can you survive being alone? Can you survive being around other individuals? Family, for example, you know, there's a lot of individuals that have been forced to be in close proximity to family members or friends that honestly they don't mean them any well. However, because of this situation, you know, now you're in that space with someone, and you have to do that work, you know. You have to consciously do that work to either avoid that person, or you have to consciously do that work to tap into self, so you don't, you know, you don't lose it while dealing with this pandemic, because we truly, honestly, and truthfully don't know if, you know, tomorrow is going to be our last day, or even today. So it's about, you know, what is it that we're doing? How are we carrying ourselves within this time, within this whole era, you know?
I think a lot of people also too feel a pressure that, you know, if you're not doing a personal business at the moment, or if you're not building something on the side, then you're wasting your time. I agree with it, but then I don't agree with it because some people's lives are so busy that this is the chance that they get to relax, and this is a
True.
chance that they get to kind of tap in and hang out with themselves and learn
True.
themselves all over again, aside from the typical 9 to 5 that they've somewhat been, you know, quote unquote, programmed to doing for their lives for a number of years of their lives or whatever. So I just want to, you know, make a point to some people that use this time, you know, not to feel pressure to just, you know, you see a lot of people starting businesses, entrepreneurship and stocks and trading and investments and all these different things, but everybody has their own pace. And while this is a great time to do those kind of things, especially if you haven't had an opportunity to do so before, or you've been putting it off and putting it on the back burner, this is also a time to kind of relax yourself if you have been
True.
always busy. You know, this is a time to kind of just relax yourself and not overwork yourself. So I don't want certain people, I don't want people to feel pressure that they need to do this. They have to reach a certain bar or, you know, this type of this pressure, because that can add to the anxiety as well that's already there in the environment and
At
that
the
people
end of the
have been,
day, at the
you know,
end of the
people want
day,
to
the
stay.
biggest challenge that we have right now, right? The biggest challenge that we have right now is learning how to breathe. Really. Learn how to breathe. You know, through that simple thing. You know, just learning how
Breathe
that
in,
right
breathe out.
there's so many therapeutic benefits to it, where you can remove that pressure that you put on yourself, that the world put on you, that your work put on you, that your parents might put on you, that your customers might put on you. None of that matters. Do you know how to breathe? Can you appreciate every single breath? You know, once you could be in alignment with that, then everything else is like it's a bonus. Everything else is a bonus. You know, it's a bonus I got to wake up. It's a bonus that I got to eat today. It's a bonus that, wow, the birds are chirping earlier than normal. You know, flowers are blooming. All of that stuff.
What have so I know a lot of people too during this time are just eating a lot since they're in the house and it's kind of like nothing else to do but to eat. And you know, we're both plant-based, and so what does your morning breakfast look like? Like, what is your eating schedule? Has it changed? Have you been eating more, eating less? Have you done any fasts? What does that look like to you in terms of,
Okay.
in terms of diet?
So
Because
yeah.
I also know that you work out, so you also do consultations for working out
Absolutely.
and for fitness.
Yeah,
You want to talk
sure.
about that a little bit?
So let me see. I guess I've been doing personal training technically since I was about 18. And I'm 35 now. So I definitely would say I have a vast knowledge. However, I'm confident enough to say that I'm a great personal trainer because I'm willing to improve upon what I don't know. So, taking that into consideration, every single new day is a new template for me. So, typically, let's say I'm going to the gym and I'm going to be working on bulking or building muscle. My morning breakfast would consist of oatmeal loaded with fresh fruits and vegetables. I love putting cinnamon in there, cinnamon, clove, turmeric, and nutmeg. Now those herbs are doing something therapeutic for my body because we all know the benefits of turmeric. Cloves, people are slowly but surely, receiving or understanding the knowledge of plants. You want to increase the flow of blood within you, and those herbs can do so. So definitely before I go and I do a hard session at the gym, or now that I'm doing it in the comfort of my own space, there's an adjustment pertaining to the portion sizes because, again, everything is about balance. During this time frame, it could be too easy for you to go in, this whole quarantine phase being 150 pounds, and at the end of this thing, you come out 250, or you come out 100, based upon if you're not eating or doing what you need to do in order to improve upon your temple. So,
That's what I was gonna say. A lot of people have been using this moment, whether they're plant-based or vegan or whatever. No pressure to anybody's health lifestyle, but a lot of people have been using this time to be more health conscious, I'll say, in terms of what they're putting into their bodies now because they
Absolutely.
want a strong immune system. I know that there are some people that I follow on Facebook who have never ever talked about sea moss, and now it's like, oh my God, this sea moss
Absolutely.
smoothie, Or, when I know before all of this craziness, I was looking for some elderberry syrup, couldn't find any anywhere, and I was like, where'd all the go? You know what I mean? So it's like a lot of those things are happening, which I think are good trends, and I think they're great trends. And like I said, regardless if they're vegan or plant-based or not, it's no pressure to them. But I like the fact that people are becoming more health conscious and more
Absolutely.
aware now of what they're putting into their bodies. I have to say, for my eating, I feel like I've gained weight. I don't know how true it is because I haven't like stepped on the scale, but I feel like I've been eating a lot more smoothies, and I always drink a lot of tea anyway. So a lot of my teas, a lot of the stuff that you see me post on my social
Oh
media,
yeah,
that's my
I
real
know you.
life, the stuff that I eat and drink. And so I feel like I've gained weight and a lot of snacking.
Hopefully it's all going
So,
in the right places,
I
and I
feel,
mean,
I hope
don't
so
forget,
too.
I do have online training services too. So typically how that works is, would you like for me to go over that briefly? Okay.
Yeah, go right
So
ahead. Yep, go ahead.
typically I would schedule a my my potential client will schedule a consultation with me, and then we'll talk for about 30 minutes to 45, depending on, what their skill set is pertaining to how knowledgeable they are with the body and how to actually train. And then I develop a 30-day online program for them where one, I'll send them a PDF that's downloadable on any device. It'll be emailed to them once they give me the thumbs up that, the plan is exactly what they're looking for. That's one option. Another option would be to, schedule video calls where I'm actually training you as though I'm physically in front of you. So I would break it down with, let's begin stretching, rotate the arms, all of that. Like, just as I'm physically there, that's how I break it down. So there's no excuses except for the ones that, you want to make, but there shouldn't be any.
I think that's great, and it's kind of, how more
And it's
convenient
more
your process will
affordable.
be.
It's more
So you're
affordable
absolutely
because
right about that.
right now, everyone's focused on saving as much as they can. However, we also have to keep in mind that quality supersedes what you're paying for. You like, for example, if someone were to give you something for free, right? If you don't have appreciation for things, period, that thing that person put into your hand, that gift that was given to you, you could not have appreciation for it. That gift could it could be $1,000. It could be a home even, whatever it is. If you don't appreciate the process that it takes to earn that thing, to gain abs, to gain love of self, then from the outside looking in, you like you'll never get it. You'll never get it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are going on
Yes. I
37
love
minutes to the
it.
podcast, which is great. I think we covered a lot. I mean, you can
Absolutely.
talk for hours about different things because there's so many levels to everything in life, everything that you experience. You can go on and on and on about a lot of these different things. So I hope that everyone got something from this podcast, even a little takeaway. I hope, even if you didn't hear anything but the birds behind me, I hope that did something for you. Card, do you want to give the people your social media info and they can follow you and or how to reach out to
Absolutely.
you
Thank
or
you.
anything like that?
My website is www.naughtyvegan.com. On Facebook, Naughty Vegan Thinker. Instagram, Naughty Vegan Thinker. You can also email. Everything is Naughty Vegan Thinker. Naughtyveganthinker@gmail.com. So I've just been aligning, this lifestyle brand for this pandemic right now. So it's you plan for success, you will always be successful. You plan to fail, you will always be a failure. And yeah, I appreciate you having me on here today.
All right. Well, I'm gonna end. Yeah, thank you for being on this episode, and everyone, like I said, I hope you got something from this. Please, if you're interested or you like what you heard, share it. Let people listen in. Take a peek at Car social media. He's got some good stuff, and just think about some of the things that we talked about, and not just on the surface. Really think about it deeply. Surface stuff, it's okay. It's mediocre, it's basic, but really think about things and feel things on a deeper level, on a deeper meaning. But yeah, thank you for being on the episode and
You too. Bye-bye.